to bottle shops. The New South Wales Labor Party is promising to extend takeaway alcohol sales until midnight, but only in the bush. Why not in the Big Smoke too? As part of the lockout laws introduced back in 2014, bottle shops around the state are forced to close at 10 p.m. A review into the laws released last week by the state government recommended bottle shops be allowed to stay open for an extra hour. So instead of 10 o'clock, it would be 11 o'clock. The New South Wales opposition leader, Luke Foley, wants that relaxed even further for people in country New South Wales, promising to keep bottle shops open until midnight if he's elected. He's on the line. Luke Foley, New South Wales opposition leader. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Ben.
Why the bush and not the Big Smoke?
Well, if you look at what Justice Callanan recommended, it's push it back to 11 for takeaway alcohol sales and to 12 for home delivery. But the point that both the Deputy Premier, Troy Grant, and I have made this week is in country towns, they don't have the option of home delivery. So I just thought, and my shadow cabinet discussed the Callanan report yesterday at length, we thought it's a bit unfair on country people if people in the Sydney metro area can avail themselves of a home delivery service till midnight.
Yeah,
but in the bush, you can only purchase takeaway liquor till 11.
It's a bit unfair to people in the city, isn't it? I mean, to say to them, oh, no, people in the bush, they can't access home delivery, so therefore they can have it until midnight, but you can only have it till 11 o'clock. I mean, how many people in reality have home-delivered alcohol out there?
Yeah, I don't think there's a huge number. I mean, we've tried to keep faith with Justice Callanan's recommendations here. I've always said we'll be guided
It doesn't make sense, though. I mean, these whole things were set up because there were alcohol-related incidents or idiot-related incidents in King's Cross. I don't see why bottle shops got caught up in the first place. And you have a think about people who are shift workers in the city. I remember Troy Grant saying, Luke, where he said, oh, well, when it's harvest time in the bush and you knock off, it's often late and people want to be able to pick up a couple of long necks on their way home. My response to that was, well, have you had a look at all of the shift workers in Sydney who knock off at different times and like to pick up a bottle of wine on the way home?
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Ben. I mean, I saw a comment from Troy Grant a couple of months ago where he said it's hard to see what the justification was for the 10 p.m. bottle shop closures. Well, his government did it. And I always thought it was a bit odd. We had a very long community and parliamentary debate about what to do in the Cross and the CBD. There was trouble. Something had to be done. There was a long debate. But tacked on to the end of the lockout laws was a statewide blanket decision to take takeaway sales back from midnight to 10 p.m. And there was no community debate about that. I always thought it was incongruous.
Yeah.
And I'm persuaded by what Justice Callanan has said. But
all right. Well, can I try and persuade you on behalf of all of the people in the city as well that we might want to think about extending this for people in the CBD, for people in the suburbs, for people in Greater Sydney instead of just the bush? I think it's a great start that you're making here. But there was never a problem with bottle shops in the first place. And I just think people are sick of being treated like we've all got a problem. We've all done something wrong when it's a select few knuckleheads who've misbehaved and we're all paying the price. But
yeah, look, you make a strong argument, Ben. I hear you. I would make the point, though, that there are far more options for people in the city to purchase takeaway alcohol.
Have you ever had alcohol delivered to your home?
No. Only by friends coming.
Yeah, not a bottle of Grange, I hope. We know what happened last time. Listen, you have a think about that. We'll talk again soon.
Good on you, Ben.
Luke Foley, the Labor leader in New South Wales. I like the direction he's heading on this. I never understood it with bottle shops. And when I realised today what he was suggesting here, Luke Foley, I thought, hooray, great idea. Extend it until midnight. And then I read the fine print. Oh, no, only in the bush. Well, if it's good enough for the bush, what about the Big Smoke?